Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Tonight's video is about a park ranger who was located in northern Alberta, Canada, who was assigned to a fire watchtower, and what she encounters with her colleague that night will terrify you. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now let's get spooky.
I am a fire lookout in the forests of Alberta, Canada, and I've seen some shit. My first encounter with the supernatural was with an entity called the Weeping Widow. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So, I work in a fire lookout tower. I know. What a dope job. Do you get to smoke weed all day? There can't be that many fires, right? Well, one, yes. There are quite a few wildfires. Two, no, unfortunately. I have to keep a lookout. And there are times I see things I could only wish were marijuana-induced misapprehensions. But they're not. Things that go bump in the night exist here. This specific tale is about my coworker Sally. At the time, she had both of her arms. But my first day as a lookout wasn't her best day ever. A little backstory. My name is Zoe. I worked in these woods for 15 years now. No, I will not tell you exactly where. I want y'all to live. You're welcome. It started out fun. Something new to help me find a real purpose. A life I could be happy with. But now? Now it's just a task I must fulfill. Life isn't a collection of good and bad days anymore, as much as an endless night of terror. The camper's smiles stretch far too wide. Voices that call out of the forest are of the people long gone. Horrors crawl out of some invisible abyss here. The things I've seen. I'm sorry. I'm losing myself in writing sometimes. I've always journaled, but I'm not an expert writer by any means. I just hope to share with someone, anyone, even if it's just this page, the things I have experienced the last decade and a half. Maybe it will lighten the load. That'd be nice. So I'm 47 now, but when I was 32, I realized I hated my life. I sat in a cubicle 9 hours a day, wasting away. It was a pitiful existence. Sleep, eat, shit, cry, all in the same expensive two-bedroom apartment alone. I yearned for the active life I had once lived. As a child, I had spent most of my time outdoors. At first, it wasn't my choice. My mother had visitors, and she would send my sister and I outside to play for hours at a time. Boogeymen in their own right. My mother loved the creeps with the little money. As a young lady, I joined Girl Scouts, and I thrived. I loved it, and all the neat things I could learn, all the freedom the outdoors had to offer me. By my senior year in high school, I would camp whole weekends at the lake just to get away from my mother, and by then, my older sister Lilith too. I found myself being accepted to a college in the state next to where I'd grown up, and I ran to it. My 20s were filled with school and more school, if I'm honest. I didn't have many friends. One close friend, Marie, I met her freshman year, but she passed away a few years back. One boyfriend of a year, then he cheated on me. All of a sudden, it was like time sped up, and when I looked up, I was a single 32-year-old woman with some degrees, no kids, no real friends, and absolutely nothing going for myself, as my mom would have said because of her marriage. 2.5 kids, a white picket fence, fulfillment as a woman on this planet. A dinner cooking, no career having, baby maker like my older sister had so dutifully grown to be. We three tend to disagree on a lot, but I digress. I did have something going for myself. Enough savings to disappear. Run away to the wilderness, the freedom I longed for. So, I did just that. When I reached Canada, I felt the chip I was carrying fall off my shoulder. I was lighter here. The wilds of Alberta had me in awe. The colors, breathtaking views, from spectacular heights I had never seen before. Where I come from, it's nothing but rolling wheat fields and billowing train horns. Here, though, there were trees for miles. No angry, smoggy traffic or concrete cities to interrupt Mother Nature and her work. Nothing to interrupt the Eldritch Horrors and their work either. More of that later, I promise. Sometimes, I like to reminisce on the beauties that this place once was for me before all the blood. All the loss. I truly fell in love with the land when I arrived. There were more individual types of wildlife than there was individual people out here, and I loved it this way. Listen, I can appreciate the odd new friend, old close relationships, and hell, sometimes I could even stomach a date. But not for long. It's like the longer that I'm around them, the more time I need to part, to recharge my social batteries, in simple terms. So I found myself settling in a small rental cabin at the front of the mountain, with a stream running nearby. It was picturesque. And did I mention affordable? I had barely 6 months' worth of savings, if I didn't eat very often, so I needed to find a job quick. That's when I saw a job opening tacked to the announcements billboard in the very small and only grocery store gas station building while making my rounds a few weeks in. They said that they were looking for an individual with great eyesight and a love for isolation and the wilderness. Sign me up. So I called, had an interview, and was hired the next day. When I went in, I met another fire lookout, Sally, who goes by Sal. And don't forget it. She's still in the tower directly to the north of me. She was there with our boss, Mr. Pritchett. He asked for my resume, while Sally asked me the regular interview questions. Right as I thought the interview was at an end, Mr. Pritchett's face hardened, and he said, "I have a very serious question to ask you. Do you believe in the supernatural?" I thought it was a joke, and I started to chuckle. I realized Sally had a very sober look. She spoke up. "Do you, Zoe?" Shit, I didn't then. I lied. I said yes. I said I believed in ghosts, vampires, and even the Jersey Devil. I needed this job. And for some reasons, these people needed for me to believe in things I didn't. I was hired on the spot. They asked if I could start orientation first thing the next morning. 6 a.m. sharp, I was at the door of Sally's cabin. It was situated next to her tower, which is a steel monstrosity, a colossal silvery monolith jutting out of the top of the mountain. A stark contrast to the greens and browns of the natural ecosystem surrounding it. I got lost in my thoughts, as I heard Sal holler out the cabin window to come in for coffee. I swung the door of the cabin open to find a compact studio with a bed in a corner, a kitchenette in the other, and a walled-off bathroom and loveseat couch with a TV mounted on the wall, not 4 feet away. It was small, but it was livable, and there would be no one to bother me but the other fire lookouts. Sal poured me a cup of Joe and asked if I was excited to start my new job with an odd look on her face. I couldn't read her very well. I was, of course, ecstatic. I was going to be doing a job that I enjoyed. The first time I had been doing something I enjoyed since...
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It's university, I told her. She almost looked sad for a moment. Then her expression softened and she said, "Okay, let's head up then." Once we got to the bottom of the tower, my coworker started doing some interesting things, to say the least. She took a baggie of dark powder out of her vest pocket and rubbed it all over the doorframe. There were many marks of gray powder on the doorframe. I could tell that she had been doing this for a very long time. We trekked the never-ending steps to the cap of the tower, and once in, she locked the door. I smiled to myself and thought, who was going to break in up here? An elk? But I didn't question it and watched her as she got to work. After locking the door, she dumped a line of salt around the whole perimeter of the cab. She put on her yellow work vest from which she had retrieved the powder, but it wasn't any ordinary reflective vest. This one had runes inscripted on it. Odd tassels and babbles adorned the back. Then she handed me my own and told me to put it on as she waved a burning sage bundle amongst the room. By this point, I honestly thought Sally had lost her mind and was going to sacrifice me to some old god. I held the vest in my arm as she finished saging. "You should really put that on, Zoe. It's almost 6:30 a.m. Out here, you don't want to get caught in a blizzard without a parka. And you don't want to get caught past 7 a.m. without your vest. Just believe me, eh?" Sally looked like a trustworthy person. She's 5 years older than me, and a bull of a woman. Almost 6 feet tall. Head full of wild red curls. And a Canadian accent like I had never heard. She's tough, with the scars to show for it. She doesn't talk much, but neither do I. After finishing with the sage, she sat down at the control desk and grunted at me with a wave of her hand to come sit in the chair next to her. I thought she was going into detail about all the things she had just done, but instead, we just got into the basics of how to use the radios, how to do weather reports, how the equipment worked, where the backup generator was. She showed me everything, but not a word about the rituals. The only off thing that she had showed me were panic buttons. Red button for normal and black button for not normal. Thanks, Sal. As the morning wore on, I was getting the hang of the routine. I was scanning for fires, sending in my reports, learning how to use protocols like the Firefinder. When I heard Sally say an exasperated, "Oh no, today, really?" from behind me. I looked out amongst the trees, expecting to see a small fire or mishap, but nothing. The only thing I noticed was that the clouds had gotten very dark very fast, and I was pretty sure the weather didn't call for rain today. "Looks like it's gonna rain, Sally." Was that in the forecast? "Told you, the name's Sal." "No, Zoe. We aren't due for rain at all this week. Supposed to be dry as a bone. Hell, it is still. This ain't no ordinary rain. See how them clouds are twisting up? See the color? See the faces? Rain clouds. They ain't." I was confused and worried. Sal had done some kooky shit up until this point. But now she was telling me that there were faces in the clouds? "Oh, come on, Sal. Bet some clouds just build up off the edge of the lake. We could use some rain anyways." I realized that Sal was no longer paying attention because she was too busy pulling what looked like a sheet of plastic over the windows from a large spool installed on the side of the wall. I watched in shock. Then she took wood sheets that were stacked in the corner to cover the windows. She had a setup. There were already groves and hooks for the wood to slide into. Locks all around the edges that she snapped into place. She was working fast, but I kept asking questions. I even started removing the boards behind her. "Sally? Seriously, isn't our job is to watch for lightning? I mean, fire lookout and all, we could miss a fire."
"Z, I'ma call you Z. Z, you really don't listen again. Sal, and I told you, this ain't no regular rain. These clouds don't rain. They weep tears. And those tears are acid or some sort of shit that could burn the living hell out of you, Z. Now stop that and help me get these windows covered. It's almost 9 a.m. now, ain't it? Hurry. For some reason, this one likes to show up exactly on the hour."
I couldn't make sense of what she was doing or saying, so I didn't help. I sat down in a chair, defeated and slightly scared. Nervous that Sal was losing it, and if she wasn't, then what the F was going on? "Sal, you gotta give me something. What's going on? Is this a prank? Har har, you got me. Got the new chick from the States. I'm a scared now. Haha, you win," I said with my hands raised in front of me. I was starting to tear up at this point. Sal looked up at me with one eyebrow cocked up like the Rock himself. "Girl, this ain't no joke. I told Pritchett that you should have read the rules. But he just kept saying he'd never get anyone hired if we did that. Now, I got you crying in my lookout tower with the weeping widows are blowing in. God have mercy. Y'all women and you're crying." My face contorted. The tears dried up quickly. And now my interest was piqued. But so was my fear. Weeping widows? What?
"Listen, I don't know how or why the monsters that roam out here could be, but I do know that they are dangerous. You ain't gonna make it unless you follow the rules, kid. They're tried and true. So help me get this wood over these windows, so you'll end up melting by acid tears. We don't have much time."
I did what she said. After a few minutes, we had two windows left to cover up. When all of a sudden the radios on the far shelf start screaming in an ungodly shrill level. It was so sharp. Sal said something, but I couldn't make it out over the wailing of the radio. I ran to it, but once I picked it up, I noticed it was already turned off. I started twisting all the knobs, pressing buttons in, and in an instant it was silent all around.
"Jeez, what the hell was that, Sal? It was off. How did that happen? You ever heard anything that loud before?" Sal? Sal? What are you doing? Are you okay?
She was sitting in front of the last uncovered window. The plastic was over it, but the wood laid carelessly discarded on the floor. Her face was closer to the window than normal. It almost seemed as if she was inching forwards, ever so slowly moving closer to the glass. I was across the room in the completely wood-covered corner. I laid the radio down.
Sal, you're scaring me for real now. Y'all got me good. Please come on now.
In a flash of glass and blood, Sal smashed her face into the glass over and over with more force than a human should be able to muster. I screamed. Sal laid there, dazed. Glass shards stuck out of her face at haphazard angles. She had created a large break in the glass, and the sun shone through the open window, playing fractals of rainbows on the walls around us. For a moment, I thought she was dead. Then she was sitting up. Sal was attempting to climb out the window. I could hear something like rain or maybe rushing water, but I could see the sun shining on the wall behind her. In that moment, I was more scared than I had ever been. I wanted to hide, and unfortunately, I did. I'm a coward, but at least I know it. I hid under the desk, as I heard her whimpering as she gouged her palms and knees with the glass still stuck to the frame. I thought of my coworker dying on the first day of my new job while I just hid under the desk, drug me from my hideaway hole. Sal had managed to get halfway out the window. Glass debris and blood loss had slowed her immensely. But one arm and her head...
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Ed hung out the window while the rest of her laid limply amongst the window pane inside the cab of the tower. Her legs were trying to push her up and out. I listened, and the rain sound had slowed. The sun shone brighter on the wall, so I went for it. I clutched my eyes shut as hard as I could and grabbed her. I tried to pull her in the window, away from the outside. She wailed. She begged to please let her go. She wanted, no, needed, to be with her lost love. It made no sense. Sal had a girlfriend at home. And from the way that she was bellowing, you would have thought that she was Juliet finding Romeo. I pulled harder. She gave a bit. I took a deep breath and yanked. I went flying backwards. The sudden loss of balance and falling backwards made me open my eyes. I will never forget what I witnessed. It was a cloud, sure in a loose sense. But something was inside. I thought that I had heard rain, but I was wrong. The being itself was vicious. It was undulating, waves of something within, oscillating to and from in violent fits that scattered out the sort of mist. It didn't have a face by human standards. No, not really. It was a flowing mixture of agony and beauty. In its center, behind waves of what looked like liquid steel, was an eye. I felt an eternity of tragedy for the brief second before I snapped my eyes back shut. It told me stories of forgetting, loss in the most permanent sense, infinite time filled with not remembering. How it had been abandoned, and the pain it suffered because of that, what it longed for, and then it was over. I laid in the middle of the room with a broken and battered sow laying on top of me. Her arm and cheek looked like someone had dumped acid on her. The glass in her face, swollen with coagulated blood about. I pushed her off me and noticed I had urinated on myself. I immediately ran to the work phone to dial 911 when I heard,
"No, don't, black button, Z, black button, man, I fucked you."
And she passed out again. I ignored her request and called Pritchett. He told me he would call the police. He did not. 10 minutes later, emergency personnel who did not look anything like the RMHP and more like the U.S. Secret Service climbed the stairs of the tower in black suits, carrying medical supplies. I had gone back to holding Sal, praying that she would pull through. They took her off on a stretcher, while Pritchett and other employees spoke to the law. Everyone but Pritchett and the other coworker left. We sat down. Without a word, he handed me 2 papers. One with a very, very generous year's salary, and another with a set of rules. "Can you cut it?" he asked. "Probably not." "See you tomorrow then, Tower 7. The only one south of here. It's 10 kilometers as the crow flies from here, but about 16 on the road." "You'll work with Scott." Pritchett sounded like he was truly exhausted. A burly man with a gentle smile said, "Hey, young lady, I'm Scott. We'll work together tomorrow. Don't forget your vest and some food supplies. I don't cook," he said. I nodded and he finished with, "And hey, none of this funny business, though," he chortled, as he gestured to the ruined window stained with blood. I did not laugh with him. I took a deep breath and a moment to collect myself. "See you then," I said with very little confidence. "See you then, ma'am," even though he was at least a decade my senior. Manners, I thought. Interesting. As we were pulling off, another van pulled up. I watched 3 people with supplies to clean up and replace the window get out and start up the metal stairs. As they turned their backs to us, I realized that they were also wearing vests, similar to the ones Sal and I had worn. The next day, while working with Scott, we did the same rituals. We had no funny business, as Scott referred to it. Halfway through the day, we got a call from Pritchett that Sal was going to lose her forearm due to the acid. It had burned through to her bone, melted parts of the bone until they were only brittle remnants. The doctor said the stuff on her face was thankfully only splatter. It still burned through to her gums in one area. Sal is tough, though. You have to be to survive out here. She still works in the tower north of me. She loves this land and would never leave. But it sure doesn't love back. All it does is take. I asked Scott about the weeping widow later that shift. And all he would say was the more you discuss these things, the stronger they get. So he refused to believe in them. "They do not exist," he said, even though Sal's arm now ended at her elbow, and she had a scar shaped like a heart on her cheek. He thought that this disregard, avoidance, would keep him safe. I wish it had, but in the end, it didn't. Or maybe he's still out there. We never did find his body. That's a story for another day, though. Unfortunately for us, these brutish hellions really do exist, no matter how hard we try to tell ourselves that the shadow we saw was only that, or that the voice we heard was just the wind. They drag themselves into our reality, starving, ready to feed on our hopes, dreams, and flesh. Abominations of your wildest fantasies. The forest's beauty masks what crawls from beneath the depths of the land and lakes when the sun sets. That was my first day on the job in the woods of northern Alberta 15 years ago. And I still don't have a clue as to why this place exists the way it does. But the old land persists, and I have a job to do. Protect the forest and the people in these towers. Follow the rules and make it out alive.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.